ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Me'ila is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
Me'ila Daf Tes Zayin. The Mishnah at the bottom of Tes Vav Amud Beis tells us, Kol HaNevilos Mitzarfim Zu Amzu, V'chol HaShkosim Mitzarfim Zeh Amzeh. The Gemara Daf Tes Zayin Amrav discusses the ratio of the Mishnah, the din of Kol HaNevilos Mitzarfim Zu Amzu, and the Gemara brings machlokes between Rav and Levi. Rav says the tzirf of the Mishnah is only le'inyan tumah, not le'inyan achila. As far as the tumah of nevelah is concerned, which the shir is a kezayis, that's where the Mishnah said, kol ha'nevelah mitzarf from zu umzu, achati zayis from one nevelah and achati zayis from a different nevelah, even if one's from a behemah tahira and one's from a behemah tmeah, they will be mitzarf le'inyan tumah, but not le'inyan achila. Le'inyan achila, Rav says, tahirim bifnei atzman utmeim bifnei atzman. The Mishnah will not say kol ha'nevelah mitzarf from le'inyan achila, because a chati zayis from a behemah tahira and a chati zayis in the vein of a behemah tmeya would not be mitzdarif. Levi, however, holds even le'inyan achila, you could be mitzdarif a chati zayis in the vein of behemah tahira and a chati zayis in the vein of behemah tmeya. Then the Gemara brings the sheet of Ravasi, and Ravasi does a suffix in the Gemara. He definitely holds like the sheet of Rav that le'inyan achila we cannot be mitzdarif chati zayis of tahira and chati zayis of tmeya. It could be he's the third sheet, though. It could be he holds it even as far as tuma as well. Also, you can have a mitzvah of chatzizayis behemah tmeya and chatzizayis behemah tahira. As Rashi and Tosfos explain, according to that side, when the Mishnah says kol nevelos mitzvah from zu umzu, you would have to explain what it means is a chatzizayis nevel of one behemah tahira and a chatzizayis nevel of another behemah tahira would be mitzvah, or a chatzizayis of one nevel tmeya with a chatzizayis of another nevel tmeya, but nevel tahira and nevel tmeya would not be mitzvah. Now, what does he say to machlokes whether chatzizayis of a behemah tahira and chatzizayis of a behemah tmeya could be mitzdarif l'inyan iser achila? Rav and Ravasi both hold that it's not mitzdarif, and Levi holds that it is mitzdarif. So here we have a machlokes between Rashi, the Mefarish, and Tosfos. The way the Mefarish learns, the machlokes is whether iser chal iser or ein iser chal iser. Rav and Ravasi hold ein iser chal iser. So before the behemah tmeya died and became a nevela, it was already aser mishum the iser of behemah tmeya. Therefore, ein iser chal iser, the iser nevela cannot be chal. Therefore, if you have a chati zayis of behemah tmeya which died, and Chati Zayis of Behemah Tahira which died, so the Chati Zayis of Behemah Tahira, that's really a Nevela. The Chati Zayis of Behemah Tmeya does not have an Neder Isser Nevela, the only Isser that has an Neder is Isser of Tmeya, therefore it's not Mitzdarif. Levi, however, holds Isser Chal Isser, therefore when Behemah Tmeya dies, it is found in Isser Nevela, so Chati Zayis of Behemah Tahira and Chati Zayis of Behemah Tmeya, both of them have on them an Isser Nevela, therefore they can be Mitzdarif. This is how the Mefarish learns the Machlokes, Rav and Ravasi, negative of Levi. Tosfos, however, argues on this, and even Maschal Omer Rav, Tosfos does not want to say that this Machlokes Amiram is totally in the Shail of Isser Chal Isser or Ein Isser Chal Isser. He says that's a Machlokes Tanoim. Tosfos wants to say that even according to Levi, Ein Isser Chal Isser, that which Levi holds over here, that you can mitzarif a Chati Zayis of Nevel Behemah Tahira and Chati Zayis of Nevel Behemah Tmeya. The Pshat is because Levi holds that as far as Isser Nevel is concerned, that's an exception to the rule. When it comes to Isser Nevel, we say Isser Chal Isser. The makar for this is that which the pasuk says, "V'chelav nevela v'chelav treifa yiyosel l'chol malocha v'ochol loyser chluhu." This is a pasuk which says, "There's iser nevela on chelav, even though chelav is already oser before the animal died. Nevela can be chal on the iser of chelav." Levi holds once the Torah tells us that nevela can be chal on other isurim, just like it's chal on the iser of chelav, it could also be chal on the iser of behemah tmeya. That's what Levi holds. V'chati zayis of behemah tayer nevela and chati zayis of behemah tmeya nevela are mitzdarif. The chati zayis of behemah tmeya also has an iser nevela. Because here we say Isser Chal Isser. According to Tosfos, this gufa is the machlokes between Rav and Ravasi, Keneged Levi. Rav and Ravasi hold, we only see from the pasuk as far as Isser of Chelev, that Nevela could be Chal on it. And we don't say in Isser Chal Isser, Nevela can be Chal on Chelev. However, when it comes to other Yisurim, like Behemah Tmeya, there the pasuk did not say that Nevela could be Chal on the Isser of Behemah Tmeya. Therefore, we could assume that the clause, like everywhere else, ain't Isser Chal Isser. As opposed to the Shita of Levi, Levi holds once the Torah is Megal to us that Nevela can be Chal on Chelev. That's a gila that the Isser Nevela is different than other Yisurim, and it can be chal on any Yisur, even Behemah Tmei also would be chal on. There's a Magamishan who suggests that this is the sheet of the Ravid as well. The Ravid also learned the Sugya al Derech Tosfos. Because the Rambam Paskins in Perek Dalet, Hochus Macholis Asuris Alocha Zayin, like the sheet of Ravid Nervasi, Chati Zayis Behemah Tahira, which is in the Vela, and Chati Zayis Behemah Tmei, which is in the Vela, the Naman Starif Inin Achila. And the Ravid over there argues, he Paskins like the sheet of Levi, that they are Mitzdarif. And the Magmishnah is bothered, how could the Ravid pask in this way? The Tam of Levi is because Isser Chal Isser, and there are many places where the Rambam paskins ain't Isser Chal Isser, and the Ravid does not argue in all those places. So how can the Ravid over here hold like the Shita of Levi? That would mean that the Isser of Nevela is Chal on the Isser of Behemoth Tmeya. Why don't we say Ein Isser Chal on Isser? So he suggests that the Ravid will understand our Sugya Derech Tosfos, the Pshat in Levi, is not that Levi holds all over Isser Chal on Isser. Specifically over here, as far as the Isser of Nevela, where the Torah says Nevela is Chal on Chaylev, Levi holds that's a Gili, that Nevela could also be Chal on Isser of Behemoth Tmeya. Now, just mentioned is Ha'ara, which the Karen Ayur asks on this Pshat of Tosfos, and that is that we know the Klal is, that although Ein Isser Chal Isser lahalocha, if the second Isser is an Isser Koilel, then we say Isser Chal Isser. Isser Koilel means the second Isser is more comprehensive than the first Isser, then the second Isser can be Chal. If so, the Kerner asks, how could Levi prove from that which the Pasuk says that the Isser of Nevel is Chal and Isser of Chaylev, that from here it's Mukach, the Nevel is different than other Isurim, when it comes to Isser Nevel, then we say Isser Chal Isser. Therefore, Tosfos wants to say that's the Pshat on Levi, why Nevel could be Chal and Isser Behemoth Tmei also. That which Nevel is Chal and Isser of Chaylev, that's because it's an Isser Koilel. Nevel is Koilel more than the Chaylev. The Chaylev is only specific parts of the animal which were Aser. Now that the animal died without Shechita, the entire Behemah, even the Basar, becomes Aser with the Isser of Nevela. That's an Isser Koilel. There we say Isser Chal Isser. If so, there's no Raya to whether Isser Nevela could be Chal and Isser of Behemah Tmeya, because in that case it's not an Isser Koilel. The whole animal is already Aser with an Isser of Behemah Tmeya. Nevela is not being moist of anything. Where do you see from the Pasuk that in this case also, I'll say the Isser of Nevela could be Chal, here Isser Chal Isser. The Karen Ur says, Akach, you have to say B'das Levi, he himself holds that Ein Isser Chal Isser, even with an Isser Koilel. He doesn't hold of this rule that in this case Isser Chal Isser, therefore he saw in the Pasuk that Nevela is an exception, Nevela is able to be Chal on a previous Isser. Therefore even in the Isser of Behemoth Tmeya as well, the Nevela could be Chal on that Isser. This is how the Karen Ur explains, the mice of this question was already asked by the Shar HaMelech, in Perek Yud Zayin, Hochas Isser Rabi HaLocha Ches, he asked this Kasha on Tosfos. Takonis Ezra over here brings the Shar Melech and he's mefalpul about this. Bachabam was negated to the Shita of the Ravid, which the Magen Mishnah wanted to suggest, the Ravid paskins la'alocha like Levi, even though we hold la'alocha ein Isser Chal Isser, that's because the Ravid understood Levi like Tosfos, and Levi's maskim to ein Isser Chal Isser just here's an exception. If the way you understand Tosfos is based on that which Levi holds, then Isser Koilel b'derech klal is nachal on a previous Isser, then it will be difficult to understand why we do paskin la'alocha like Levi. Since Kaputa we paskin like the rule that an Isser Koilel can be Chal on a previous Isser. If so, there is no Makar from the Pasuk which says that Nevela could be Chal on Chaylev, that Nevela is any different than other Isurim. If so, then again it will be difficult. Why would the Ravid paskin like the Shita of Levi? Now there is another Mahalach to understand the Shita of Levi in our Sugyo. Without having to be Mechadish, that Levi holds always Isser Chal Isser. This is brought into Takonas Ezra. And as we'll see, other Achayim, Rabbi Kvegar and the Karen Oiro, they ask this as a Kasha. And now Shlomo Farish and Tosfos explain B'das Rav and Ravasi, they held that on the Behemoth Tmeya there is no Isser Nevel because Ein Isser Chal Isser. And the Kasha is, here when we're talking about Isser Nevel being Chal and Isser Behemoth Tmeya, since it's only a Chati Zayis of Basar Behemoth Tmeya, so B'asim there is no Isser Behemoth Tmeya on this Chati Zayis. So now that you're Mitzar of a Chati Zayis of Nevel Behemoth Tahira and a Chati Zayis of Nevel Behemoth Tmeya, that already there should be an Isser Nevel. Here there should be no issue of Ein Isser Chal Isser because there is no Isser of Behemoth Tmeya. Since you don't have a shear, it's only a chatzi zayis of basar behemoth tmeya, so why should there be an issue of ein isser chal isser? So again, the Takanas Ezra suggests this is the pshat in the Shita of Levi. However, other chayim ask it as a kashan, Rav and Ravasi, how could they possibly hold over here ein isser chal isser if you don't really have an isser of behemoth tmeya, it's only a chatzi zayis? Now the Karnayor asks his kasha, however, he says it will be tali in the machlikis whether chatzi shear osim in a taira or chatzi shear mutim in a taira. We know there's a machlekes in the Gemara Numa Daf Ayin Gimel between Rebbe Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rebbe Yochanan holds the Chatzi Shear is awesome in a Torah, although if he didn't eat a shear, he doesn't get an Einish, but he's still over an Isser Dereisa. Reish Lakish holds the Chatzi Shear is mutter in a Torah. And the Kenner says, if you hold the Shear of Rebbe Yochanan, then this is not a Kasha. Since Chatzi Shear is awesome in a Torah, so now we will say Ein Isser Chal Isser. So even though there isn't enough Basar Behemoth Tmeya to be Chayiv Malkus for eating it because it's only a Chatzi Kezayis, but still, since the Chatzi Zayis is also in a Torah, so the Isser of Nevel will not be Chal on it. Mashenkin, if you like the Shita of Reish Lakish, then the Karen says, then it is a Kasha. How can you say over here, Ein Isser Chal Isser, there is no Isser Bechlal of Behemoth Tmeya, because it's only Chatzi Zayis. Why would there be a problem of Ein Isser Chal Isser? Now, Rabbi Kvegar, who also asked this Kasha, he asked this Kasha, even if you hold like Rabbi Yechanan on the Chatzi Shir also in a Torah, he based this on a Tosis in Shvuas Daf Chov Gimel Omed Beis, Dibur Maschal de Mukila. Tosfos over there says that even if you hold it like Rabbi Yechanan, the Chatzi Shear is Aser Min HaTorah, even if it's Aser Min HaTorah, but it's not on the same level as a Lav, there is no Chiyuv Malkus, therefore another Isser can be Chal. And that we don't say ein iser chal iser. Over there it's talking about a person who made a shvua not to eat a pachis mishir of something which is aser. We know the din is that a shvua cannot be chal on something which is already aser min ha-Torah. If it's already mushba va'imin mehar sinai, the shvua is not chal. And then over there in shvua says mevur, that if he made a shvua not to eat a pachis mishir, now we don't say that the shvua is not chal because he's mushba va'imin mehar sinai. And Taisa over there says that even if you like the sheet of Rabbi Yechanan, the chatzi shir is aser min ha-Torah, still we say the shvua is chal. So he says, Lashon over there is, Kivin deleka ala iser ba'almo, lav mushba va'imid choshevli. This is not considered mushba va'imid, since it's only the level of an iser without the level of a lav. Therefore, a shua can't be chal. And Krager brings an additional taisvis, in Chulun daf kuv beiz umar beiz, Dibra maschal she'im be kezayis, over there taisvis is talking about the iser of Eivar ben Achai being chal and the iser of Trefa. And taisvis over there is mevur, that if Eivar ben Achai is a small Eivar and does not have a kezayis worth of basar, Nakis in order to be mechayvim mishum achilas treifa, we'd have to be mitzarif to gather other basar treifa. In that case, says is mevur that Isra Eivar Menachai should be able to be chal, since this Eivar itself was not really osir mishum treifa, it was only a chatzi shir, so Eivar Menachai can be chal on that. If so, in Erzeg as well, why should there be a problem for the Isra Nevela to be chal on the Isra of Behemoth Tmeya, if the basar Behemoth Tmeya that's here is less than a kezayis, and cannot be mechayv on its own, then afterwards you mitzarif it with the Mitzar Nevela of Behemoth Tahira, the two chatzi zaysim should be nitzarif to make an iser of nevela. In this case, it should not be your problem of iser chal iser because it's only of pachas mikazayis of basar behema tmeya. Now, Greg over there continues and he says, perhaps he'll be mechalik that the two taisis in which he brought, the taisis in shvuas where he made a shvua not to eat pachas mishir of macholis asurais, or the taisis in chulin, where the iser of Eivar Menachai is being chal on the iser of trefa, since the basar trefa was less than the shir. In both those cases, the Greg says, the second iser when it's chal, this is already chal fully without having to come onto its tirf of anything else. In the case of Tosis in Shuas, he made a shua not to eat pachas mishir, that itself is aser. If the shua will be chal and he'll eat pachas mishir, he'll already be over his shua, he doesn't have to mitzarif it to anything else. And so to the second case, the Tosis in Chulin, if the Isra Eivar Menachai will be chal in this Eivar, which has pachas mikazayis of basar, and if one eats this Eivar, now he already will be mechuyiv without the tirf of anything else. Maybe in these two cases, Rikvager says, here we would say that the second Isser could be Chal, as opposed to Erzug, if you're going to want to say that on the Chatzi Zayis of Basar Behema Tmeya, the Isser can't be Chal, because it's Pachos Mishir of the Isser Behema Tmeya, but still he's not going to be Mechuyiv Mishum Nevela just by eating this Chatzi Zayis. It's only if together with this Chatzi Zayis of Nevela Behema Tmeya, he eats another Chatzi Zayis of Nevela, in that case he's eating another Chatzi Zayis of Nevela from Behema Tahira, that's when I'll be Mechuyiv. Maybe over here, Rikvager says, it is going to be a problem of Isser Chal Isser. However, he says, Le'edana Mokim L'chalik B'zeh, he doesn't hear a Svarat B'mechayv between these two cases, so Gregor himself suggests that perhaps there's a Chilik, but in Svar he doesn't hear why it should be different. And Gregor leaves off B'tzarachin. Now we find a number of Achayim who do go with this Chilik of Rebbe Kevager. In the Tshuvas Chsam Sefer, in Yerdei of Simon Tzadik Beis, as well as in the Tshuvas Beis Ephraim, Yerdei of Simon Lamed Dalid, in the Be'er Yitzchok from Rebbe Yitzchok Ochanan Spector, in Archaim Simon Yud, Anaf Gimel, they all go with this chilik of Rabbi Kevager. When does Taisa say, the two Taisas in Shvus and in Chulin, that when you only have a chatzi shir and a second iser can be chal, that's as Rabbi Kevager suggested, that's only when the second iser which is being chal is really enough on its own to aser. Mashenkin in our case, the iser nevela which is being chal on this chatzi zayis of Basar Behema Tmeya is only aser together with another chatzi zayis of nevela. Here already we will not say that the second iser could be chal. What is the hezbo to be mechalik? They explain that in a case wherein the second Isser is ready enough on its own without its Siruf to Aser, there we say the second Isser is stronger than the first Isser. If you have a Chatzi Zayis over here, like the Gemara in Shvuas, Chatzi Zayis of something which is Macholis Asuris, and he makes a Shvua not to eat it, so the moment he makes a Shvua, now already it's Chalmed an Isser to eat it, an Isser that had not been here before the Gabi, the other Isser of Macholis Asuris that it had on it, it was only a Chatzi Shir, now that he made a Shvua, the second Isser could be Chal, because that's a full Isser, it's enough ready on its own without its Siruf. Or in the case of Taisus and Chulin, you have an Eivor which has less than a Kazayis of Basar, so Mitzad Isser Trefa, it's not enough for a full Isser, you have to Mitzad it with other Basar Trefa. Now that this Eivor was Pirish and again it didn't have Eivor Menachai, this second Isser is stronger. If it's able to be Chal, then it's a full Isser on its own without its Siruf. There we say that the second Isser could be Chal. Now, Shankin, in our case, we have a Chatzi Zayis of Basar Behema Tmeya, so best of this Chatzi Zayis has the potential of being Mitzad with other Basar Behema Tmeya. So right now, when it's on its own, so it's not a full shear, but it has that potential. Now we want to suggest that the Isser Nevela should be Chal, but if that Isser Nevela also is not a full Isser, it's only that if it will be in Starif with other Nevela, then it will be Mechuyiv. So my Omei Hai Isser, Mei Hai Isser, why is the second Isser stronger than the first one? The first one also had the potential of being Mitzarif with something else. The second Isser is not enough to Asur its own, it's only together with the Tziruf. Here we don't say that the second Isser could be Chal. The fact that Lemaisa he ate this Chati Zayis of Basar Behemoth Meah, which is Nevela, he didn't eat it together with another Chati Zayis of Behemoth Meah, rather he ate it with another Chati Zayis of Nevela, that's not going to be reason to say that he's Mechuyiv Mishum Nevela. What he actually did Lemaisa is not the determining factor. We have to done before he did the Maisa Isser, which he assumed this Basar has on it. And since this Basar had the Isser of Behemoth Meah before the Isser of Nevela, even if it was only a Chati Zayis, but still it had the Isser of Behemoth Meah that it could potentially be Mitzarif with other Basar Behemoth Meah, so when the Isser Nevela comes along, and the Isser Nevela is not stronger than the Isser Behemoth Meah, since the Isser Nevela also would only be together with other Nevela, here we say the Isser Nevela cannot be Chal on the Behemoth Meah, therefore even if he'll eat this Chati Zayis together with other Nevela, he'll not be Mechuyiv Mishum Nevela, because the Isser Nevela was never Chal on it. So this is the Teretz which a number of Achrenim say to the Kasha of Rebbe Kveger. Now, we should just point out, the way Rebbe Kveger asked the Kasha was even on Rebbe Chanan, as we explained, even according to Rebbe Chanan, the Chati Shir is Asim in HaTorah, but as Tosfos is Mavur in both of those places, here the second Isser can be Chal on the first Isser, but the Achrenim explained it because the second Isser is ready enough on its own without its Tziruf. Mashenkin and Ersig, where the second Isser also has to come onto its Tziruf, therefore there would be a problem of Ein Isser Chal Isser, even though the first Isser is only Chati Shir. Now, there is, however, room for deliberation over here. This Teretz of the Achrenim, would it work even to answer for the Shita of Reish Lakish? We saw as the Karen Ayer asked the Kasha, he only asked it on the Shita of Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, the Chatzis Shir is not Usher at all in that Torah, so then we should say that the second Isser could be Chal. And the Shaila is, according to this Teretz of the Achrenim, that in our case, since even the second Isser is going to require a Tziruf, here we don't say that the second Isser is stronger than the first Isser. Would this work even according to Reish Lakish, that there is no Isser at all on the first Chatzis Zayis? In other words, maybe the Achrenim were only going in the Shita of Rabbi Yechanan. Really, a Chati Shir has an Isser min HaTorah, this is not enough for an Oynish. Tosfos in Shvus and in Chulin is Mavur, that even according to Rabbi Yechanan, since the first Isser does not have a lav, the second Isser can be Chal, and the Achrenim explained that's only in the case where the second Isser does not require a Tziruf. If, however, the second Isser also requires a Tziruf, like in our case, here you would not say that the second Isser could be Chal. Maybe that's only according to Rabbi Yechanan, that the first Chati Zayis already has an Isser min HaTorah, but Shenkin according to Reish Lakish, that it doesn't have any Isser at all min HaTorah. Like in our case, when you have a Chati Zayis of Basar Behemoth Tmeah, midrash there is no Isra at all to eat it. Now when you take another Chati Zayis of Nevela, now you have a Tziruf of a full Zayis of Nevela, now is the first time it's becoming Asur min HaTorah, maybe here the Kasha would still remain, here you should say that the second Isra can be Chal. In Sefer Ha'aris on Meseches Me'ilah from Rav Yashiv Zetzal, he understood like the second side, that the Teretz of the Chaim is only going to work according to Rabbi Yechon, and it's not going to work according to Reish Lakish. He's bothered that according to Reish Lakish, the Kasha would still remain. I'm going to take a look over there, he suggests a different possible Teretz. There is room, however, to hear otherwise, that perhaps the Teretz of the Achrenim would work even according to Reish Lakish. Even according to Reish Lakish, there is no Isser Bechlau Midereisa on a Chati Shir, but still it does have the potential to be Mitzarif with another Chati Shir. And therefore afterwards, when a second Isser comes to Bichal, like in our case, when the Isser Nevela is trying to Bichal on the Isser of Behemoth Tmeah, since it's also only a Chati Shir, which is not Osir Min HaTorah at all according to Reish Lakish, it's only that it has the potential of being mitzarif with another Chati Zayis of Nevela. This will not be Chal at all, and therefore even later on, when he Lemaisa takes two Chati Zayis of Nevela and has mitzarif them and eats them together, he won't be Chayiv since the Isser was never Chal in the first place. Even according to Reish Lakish, you'll be able to say this Mahalach. Now this is also explained the Shita of Rav and Ravasi, why there would be an issue of Isser Chal Isser, but Ragbam, now at least we can understand where the Shita of Levi is coming from. We had the Mahalach of Rashi, who said that Levi doesn't hold at all of Ein Isser Chal Isser. We had the Mahalach of Tosfos, that says the Pshat Levi is because here it's a Gilui of a Torah, the Isser unveils different than other Isser, but can be Chal on a different Isser. Ragbam, now we have a third Mahalach to explain the Shita of Levi. Maybe Levi Gufa holds like this Kasha of the Achrenim, here there will be no issue of Isser Chal Isser. He holds if the first Isser is only a Chati Shir, now he's in Tzarev Tuchat Tzayez Isser of Nevela, that Isser can be Chal. Now, just mentioned the way the Karen Ayer himself answers this question, why should there be an issue of Isser Chal Isser over here, if the first Isser was just a Chati Zayis? So he says, a Chiddush, he compares this to another place where we find a similar concept. Yigmar Chul Daf Kuf Yod Gimel Amud Beis says, that if one is Mevashel Chilev Becholav and then he eats it, he does not get Malkus for eating Basar Becholav. Even though the Chilev of an animal Pashas also have the same din as the Basar, however, since Ain Isser Chal Isser, the Chilev of the animal was already Asser even before it was cooked with milk,
Therefore, the Isser Basa B'chalav is not Chal. And the Karnor asks on this, he says, we know the din is that if one is Mevashal Chati Zayis of Basar with Chati Zayis of Chalav, together they make a full Zayis, it's also Mishum Basar V'chalav. You don't have to have a full Kazayis of Basar and a full Kazayis of Chalav. A half a Kazayis of each also is Mitzdarif, now becomes a full Kazayis of Basar V'chalav, and he's Chayiv Malkus for eating it. If so, he asks, if you would take a Chati Zayis of Chalav and cook it in milk, why don't we say the Isser Basar V'chalav is Chal in it? Because it didn't have an Isser of Chalav, it was Pachus Mishir. So he says, the Karchad of Pshat is, since we know the rule is Ein Isser Chal Isser, so when the Torah gave the Isser of Basar V'chalav, we understand that it only includes the Basar, not the Chalav. Since when the Torah talks about Basar, B'Stamah is talking about a normal case where there's a Kazayis of Basar. In that case, if it was Chalav instead of Basar, then Basar V'chalav cannot be Chal on it because it was already also Mishum Chalav. So even though we can find the case where it's only Chatzi Zayis of Chalav, in that case, Basar V'chalav should be able to be Chal on it. There's no problem with Isser Chal Isser. Since already in a normal case, it's not shaykh to have the Isser, so now already we understand when the Pasuk says, like Savashal Gedi B'chalev Imoy, the Torah is talking about the Basar of the Gedi, not the Chalav of the Gedi. If so, the Karnor says here as well, when the Torah gave the Isser of like Soichel Kol Nevela, since in a normal situation when you have a Kazayis Basar of Nevela, it can only be Asr Mishum Nevela if it came from a Behema Tahira, even in the case it was only Chatzi Zayis, in that case it would theoretically be possible to be Asr Mishum Nevela even if it came from a Behema Tmeya. But now we understand the Pasuk of Lysaychal Kol Nevela to be referring to only Behemoth Tahirais and not Behemoth Tmeyas. This is the Pshat of the Karen Eira, that when this question had to understand the meaning of the Pasuk, we can assume the Torah gave this Isser to apply in a normal case. Therefore, Lysavasha Gudiba Chalev Imai is only cooking the meat with the Cholov, not cooking the Chalev with the Cholov. And when the Pasuk says Lysaychal Kol Nevela, it's only talking about the Nevela of Behemoth Tahira, not the Nevela of Behemoth Tmeya. This is how the Karen Eira explains the Shita of Rav and Ravasi. Now continue on to another inyan over here. The Gemara brings two tzadim how to understand the shita of Ravasi. Ravasi said, Tahirin la'atzman u'tmein la'atzman. According to the first Ika de Amri, he argues even on Rav, and he holds both linyan tuma and linyan achila, the din is that it's not mitzdarif. According to the second Ika de Amri, he's maskim to the shita of Rav, linyan achila it's not mitzdarif, but linyan tuma it is mitzdarif. As Tosaf in the middle of Dibur Maschel Omer Rav, he's bothered, what is the pshat in the first tzad of the Gemara? There Ravasi argues on Rav, and he holds even linyan tuma, the veil of Behemoth Haira and the veil of Behemoth Tmei are not mitzdarif. He says, why should they not be mitzdarif? Bishma l'inyan achila, we understand the pshat is because ein isser chal lisser. Isser and veil is not chal at all on the Behemoth Tmeya. However, as far as Tumma is concerned, now we know that the veil of Behemoth Tmeya has Tumma, that's a beferish pasuk. If it has Tumma, why should it not be mitzdarif with the veil of Behemoth Haira? So Tosis says, very bekitzer, Yeshleim and Dikasavar, even the l'inyan achila loy mitzdarfi, l'inyan Tumma nami loy mitzdarfi. Once Basar Nevela from a Behemoth Tahira and Basar Nevela from a Behemoth Tmei are not mitzdarif l'inyan achila, they're not mitzdarif l'inyan tumma either. And the question is, what is the pshat on this? We understand why it's not mitzdarif l'inyan achila, because these are two different isurim. The Basar Behemoth Tmei does not have on it at all the isur of Nevela, since ein isur chal isur. But since it does have tumma, both of them have tumma's Nevela, why should it not be mitzdarif? The Karnor is very bothered by this Taisvis. He says, what difference does it make that the not mitzdarif l'inyan achila? Why is there a reason to say that it's not mitzdarif l'inyan tumma? He says, Venera, you could have said different than Tosfos. On his own, the Karnor wants to say, Elinian Tomo, the Nevela from Behemoth Tahira and the Nevela from Behemoth Tmei cannot be mitzdarif because they learn from two different psukim. Two different Nevelis that are both from Behemoth Tahirais, that all learn from the same pasuk, that can be mitzdarif, or two different Behemoth Tmeis, the Nevela can also be mitzdarif, but the Nevela from Behemoth Tahira and the Nevela from Behemoth Tmei is learned from two different psukim in the Torah. In Parsha Shmini, where the Simanim are given to differentiate between a Behemoth Tahira and a Behemoth Tmeya, so there the Pasuk says, as far as Behemoth Tmeya is, Yibisarim leisechelu, ubinivlosam leisigo, tmeim heim lochem. That's the Pasuk which talks about Tumas Nevela for Behemoth Tmeya. In the end of Parsha Shmini, it says, V'chiyomus min a Behemoth asher hi lochem la'ochla, if a Behemoth Tahira dies without Shchita, and again, ubinivlosa yitma ad arev, that's a separate Pasuk telling us, Behemoth Tahira also have a din Tumas Nevela. Since the din tumah is in two different psukim, that's very enough to tell us that it's not mitzdarif. The Karnor, however, continues and he asks on himself in the Mishnah later on, Daf Yud Zayin, the Mishnah tells us the klal omer of Yeshua, kosher tumasi v'shirei shavin mitzdarifim, as long as the dinim of the tumah and the shir of the tumah, if they're the same, then it's mitzdarif. If so, over here, as far as the veil behemah tahir and the veil behemah tmeya, how can we say that just because they learn from two different psukim, that's already enough to say that they're not mitzdarif? Still, it's Tumasim v'shiyum and Shavin, it should be Mitzdarif. So Tosis really asked that kasha as well. When Tosis says, what's the pshat in the sheet of Ravasi according to the first Ika de Amri? washing the veil behemoth tahira and the veil behemoth may not be mitzaref l'inyan tuma. Tosis explained, since l'inyan achil is not mitzaref, therefore l'inyan tuma as well is not mitzaref. Tosis asked on himself, the Maaseh of the Mishnah says later on, the culture tamasi v'shiru and shavin are mitzaref l'inyan tuma. Why should it not be mitzaref here as well? It's tamasi v'shiru and shavin. So Tosis answered this by saying that b'shiru is klal only by two things that are not cholok l'inyan achila. If they're cholok l'inyan achila, then already l'inyan tuma also they're not mitzaref. Vakapam the Karen Oro, Lagabi his own pshat, he also asked for that mission later on. How could you say that just because they learned from two different psukim, that's enough of a reason to say that the Namit Starif, the Chir Sharitz and Nevela are also from two different psukim? And still, the only reason why they're Namit Starif, Indian Tum, is because their Shir is different. The Shir of Nevela is a Kazayis, the Shir of a Sharitz is Kaadosha. Why do you have to come on to the fact that their Shir is different to say the Namit Starif? According to what the Karen Oro is saying now, as long as two Yisirim are learned from two different psukim, that already is enough on its own to say the Namit Starif. The Kerner does try to give an answer to this kasha. The teretz is difficult, but al-Kopanim, as far as that which he's pointing out, that since they learn from two different psukim, that would be enough of a reason to say they're not mitzarif. So it's interesting, Rashi al-Tayra, in Parashah Shmini, Paraget Aleph, Pasuk Chavov, he points this out. The teretz speaks about Tumas Nevela separately, once by Behemoth Tahir, once by Behemoth Tameya, and the Pirush of the Mizrahi on the Rashi, he explains, and in truth, the Rabban al-Tayra already says this pshat, in Paraget Aleph, Pasuk Chav Dalid. He explained the reason why the Torah split it and spoke about Tumas Nevela in one place by Behemoth Tahira, one place by Behemoth Tameya, is to tell you that there's a chilek, because Behemoth Tahira, if you do Shechita, then it's Metarmid Nevela. Even in the case where it was a treifa, it would have died anyhow. Once he does Shechita, it's Metarmid Tumas Nevela, Mashenkin by Behemoth Tameya, even if he shechted, it doesn't help, it's always going to have Tumas Nevela. Rabban has bedaked this in the Lashon of the Pasuk. By Behemoth Tahira, the Pasuk says, V'chiyomus mina Behema. Only if it actually dies by itself, it has tumah, not if you do shechita. Hashenkin, when it talks about behemoth tmeya, it says lashon of binivlosam. It doesn't say lashon of vichiyamos, because binivlosam includes even the case where it had a shechita. Akapam, according to this explanation, there's a specific reason why the Torah split it up between the veil behemoth tahira and the veil behemoth tmeya. If so, this would not fit with the svar of the Karen Oro, who suggests that since the Torah split it in two different psukim, that's mekar that it cannot be mitzdarif. And furthermore, we have the other kashrut which the Karen Oro asked from the Mishnah later on, which says the klal is kosher tamosi v'shiurei shavin mitzdarfin. This lechayy would also be a kashrut on the mahalach of the Karen Oro. So this is another mahalach to explain the sheet of Ravasi, according to the first Yigad Amri, that even the Indian tumah it's not mitzdarf. The Briskarov, this is printed in the Chadushim on Zvachim Samach Tesa Merbeis, he's a b'dayik from the Loshon of the Rambam. Rambam Perek Daud Hochus Ma'acholis Asuris Halacha Beis, he says as follows. Ein iser mishum nevelo elaminim tahirim bovad, ypnei shehin ruuyin l'shchita, v'im nishchitu shchita kshira, yu mutarim ba'achila. Av alminim tmeim, she'ein shchita meyalos behen, v'ein shenishchita, b'ein shemesa kedargo, b'ein shechotach basar menachai mimeno v'ochloy, ein eloike mishum nevelo utrefo, el mishum oichol basar tmeya. The Ram says there is no iser achilas nevelo on a behemoth tmeya, because the iser nevelo is only on something that if it would have had a proper shchita, the shechita would have been matir b'achila. Now that it died by itself without shechita, the Torah gave an iser nevela. But meaning tmeim, or even if it would have had shechita, it would not have been matir b'achila, and that iser nevela does not apply. The Rambam does not say that there's no iser nevela on a behema tmeya, because ein iser chal iser, which is the way both Rashi and Tosis in the sugya are mavur. The Rambam says a different svara, that iser nevela by definition only applies to something that hadn't had shechita, it would have been matir b'achila. Based on this, the Biskrov says we can understand what is the pshat in the Tzad to learn Ravasi that even l'inyan tumah it's not mitzdarif, why should it not be mitzdarif? He says, according to the Rambam, akarcha you have to say that the shein nevela l'inyan tumah by behemoth tmeya is different than the shein nevela by behemoth tahira. Since the Rambam is mavur that l'inyan achila, it's not shaykh to have an iser of nevela by behemoth tmeya, since there is no shechita, that which l'inyan tumah there is a shein nevela even by behemoth tmeya is different than the shein nevela by behemoth tahira. By behemoth tahira, the shein nevela is that which it didn't have shechita. Behemoth Tmeya, the Shem Nevela is that which is dead right now, regardless of how it died. It's not because it didn't have Shechita which gave it a Shem Nevela. Therefore, since the Shem Nevela by the two of them are Cholik B'Yisaydom, they're fundamentally different, therefore they're not Mitzdarif. Now, the Maaseh of the Biskrov himself there does address that the Gemara B'Hemshach seems to understand with Asr Vasi that his Svar is based on Ein Yisr Chal Yisr, because Gemara B'Hemshach asks a Kasha on Ravasi from the Braisa which says, Misa is part of a chai gomel im mitzdarfin, that's medui kal misa shneim mitzdarfim. And then the Gemara says, Ravasi will answer that by telling you, Hai tana sovar iser chal iser. The tana of that braisa holds iser chal iser, which kiputei means Ravasi himself holds ein iser chal iser. According to the way the Brisk Rav understands, even if you hold the Isser Chal, Isser still Ravasi should hold that it's not Mitzdarif, since the veil of Behemoth Tmeya is Cholik B'Yisoida from the veil of Behemoth Tahira. One can take a look further in the Brisk Rav over there. He addresses this point. Now continue on. The Gemara's Kasha, Meisvei, Misa, Spar, V'chai, Gomel, Im, Mitzdarfim, Zem, Zeh. Now the Gemara's Medai, Kha, Misa, Shneim, Mitzdarfim. From here the Gemara asks, Akasha on the Shida Ravasi. Now here we have Melchikas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi explains the kasha is dafka on Ravasi according to the Ika de Amri that says that Badas Ravasi even Linyan Tumah they're not mitzdarif, but according to the Ika de Amri that they don't argue, Ravasi agrees to Rav that Linyan Tumah there is a tziruf, then the Gemara would not have a kasha, as Rashi explains, because you could say that this diya called Misa Shnei Mitzdarfin does not mean that Linyan Achila there's a tziruf, it just means Linyan Tumah there's a tziruf, and therefore there would not be a kasha. It's only according to the Ika de Amri that even Linyan Tumah it's not mitzdarif according to Ravasi. On that, the Gemara has a kasha. For that reason, the Gemara only says kasha l'Ravasi and doesn't say kasha l'Rav, according to Rav. And the second Ika d'Amri that Ravasi is masking to Rav, the diak of Homisa Shnei Mitzdarfin could be l'Inyan Tumah. Taisov argues on this. Taisov's Dim Raschal Meisvei, he says the Gemara's kasha is on both the Shnei of Ravasi and it's a kasha on Rav as well, because he explains you can't say the diak of Homisa Shnei Mitzdarfin means l'Inyan Tumah, because the Ikar din of the Braisa, Misa's Par V'Chai Gomel E Mitzdarfim, that akoch is not linyan tumah, that's linyan achila, means if you took a chati zayis of nevela from a para, and a chati zayis of basra, perish menachai of a gomel, although both of them are usr b'achila, there is no tziruf, that then akoch is legabe achila, not legabe tumah, because as far as tumah is concerned, there is no tumah at all on basra, perish menachai. It's usr b'achila, but does not have tumah, akoch the reisha is not talking about linyan tziruf for tumah, it's talking about linyan isra achila, and therefore the diuk from the reisha also, Hamisa Shnei Mitzdarfin, Akarach will be talking about Linyan Achila, if so it would even be a Kasha on Rav and the second Lashon of Ravasi. Taiz then continues on and he tries to suggest maybe the Braisa could be talking about Linyan Tumah when it says Misa's Parva Chai Gomel. Chai Gomel does not mean Bostra Parish Menachai, rather it means a full Eivor Menachai. Eivor Menachai does have Tumah. However, eventually Taiz asks a Kasha on this as well. For now, the Gemara says, Eimaho Chai Shnei Mitzdarfim. The Gemara tries to be madchik, don't be medayik ha-misa shnei mitzdarfin, rather be medayik ha-chay shnei mitzdarfin. And Taisa asks on this, if what we're talking about is that he has an eiver menachay from the para, and the eiver menachay from the gomel, and a karcha means after the eiver was perished from the behema, it was nischalik, it got divided into different chalakim, if it's still a full eiver, you wouldn't need it to be between two eivarim. A full eiver has tumah even if it's less than the shear. A karcha lebraisa will mean, if the eiver was nischalik, it got divided into two chalakim, now you don't have a full aver, the only way it can be mitam is if it's the shear of a kezayis. So if he takes chati zayis from one aver and chati zayis from another aver, then it's mitzar for the shear. Tosfos however asks the kasha on this from the Gemara in Chulin daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara over there says, "Boy minei reshlagish mirab Yechinon chilkoy b'chutz mahu." Amalei Rabbi Yechinon said, "Potter." The way Tosfos learns the Gemara over there, chilkoy b'chutz means if he had an aver menachai, however he was mechag the aver menachai before he ate it. He didn't take a bite for the entire Eiver, he broke it into two pieces before, and then he ate from it. So Rabbi Yechon said the din is that he's potter. As Taisus explains over there, since the whole Isra of Eiver Menachai is a Chiddush, the Torah is mechayvim from eating a Kezayis of Eiver Menachai, even if part of that Kezayis is Gidin Vatzomais, since the whole Isra is a Chiddush, therefore we say that it's only when it has a shame Eiver while he's eating from it. It has to be that while he's taking a bite from it, it's an entire Eiver. Therefore, if he's mechagd Eiver beforehand, and then he ate from it, he's not chayiv on the Isra of eating from Eiver Menachai. Now that Gemara is talking about l'inyan achila, but Tosfos proves from there, they see once it's not an entire Eiver, it already loses its shame Eiver Menachai. If so, Tosfos is comparing the same should also be true, l'gabi tumah, once you're mechalak the Eiver, it no longer has a shame of Eiver Menachai. If so, how could it be mitzarif two different Eivarim? As Gemara was medayik ha-chai shnei mitzdarfim, memanoshach, if this Eiver is a full Eiver, then you don't need this year for the other one. Because the din is l'gabi tumah, an entire Eiver has tumah even if it's not a kezayis. L'inyan achila sefer menachai, the din is different, there you have to eat a whole kezayis, eating an eiver which is less than kezayis, is not over for achila sefer menachai, but hakoparim l'inyan tumah, an entire eiver does have tumah, so manoshach, what's the tziruf over here, if we're talking about two full eivarim, each one does not need the tziruf for the other one, and if each eiver is not a full eiver, the moment it's nischalik, it loses its shame eiver menachai, how could it be mitzdarif with the other one? Now just mention over here that in the sefer chayei aryeh on meseches me'ilah, he asks on this Tosfos, what's the comparison to that gemara in Chulin? Tosfos himself over there in Chulin explains the reason why it has to be an entire Eiver at the time he eats from it, that's because Eiver Menachai is a Chiddush, Since the whole parasha is a chiddush in the chabaya lechidushay, it's only when it's an entire eiver at the moment that he takes a bite from it. But that's only legavi achila. As Rashi and Tosfos and Chulin both explain, achilas eiver menachai is a chiddush. The Torah is mechayvim for eating a kazayis even when part of it is gidin vatsamais. However, as far as Tumah is concerned, the Chayyari asks, there you don't have this chiddush, so maybe even if it's not an entire eiver, even if it was wearing nischak beforehand, you could be mitzarif two chatzi eivarim to make the shir of a kazayis l'inyan Tumah. That's his kasha on Tosfos, but Al-Kapam Tosfos does make a comparison from achila to Tumah. L'inyan Tumah also, once it's nischak, it loses its shem eiver menachai and should not be able to be mitzarif with another chatzi eiver. So from here, Tosfos proves that you have to say the Braisa is not talking about l'inyan Tumah b'chlal, it's talking about l'inyan achila. Misas par v'chai gomel means if you have a chatzi zayis nevela from a para, and chatzi zayis basar a parish menachai of a gomel, it's not mitzarif l'inyan achila. If that were medayik, how misas shnei mitzarifim, a chatzi zayis nevela from a para, and a chatzi zayis nevela from a gomel would be mitzarif, and that's why I want to be madchik, you could say hochai shnei mitzarifim, that two chatzi zayisim of basar a parish menachai, half in the par, half in the gomel would be mitzarif l'inyan achila. Therefore, Tosfos says, l'maisa, karchik, you have to say the Gemara's kasha is even on Rav. Now, but that's the Mefarish over here, who does say that the kasha is only on this, only on one lashon of Ravasi, the lashon that says that even l'inyan tumah it's not mitzarif, according to the second lashon of Ravasi, and according to Rav, it would not be a kasha because we could say the braises talk about l'inyan tumah. And the Chayim explained the Mefarish could hold, like this part that Tosfos rejected, Mises par v'chai gomel could be talking about l'inyan tumah. You have a chatzi zayis nevela from a para, an eiver from a gomel. The eiver from the gomel is not a full eiver. If it was a full eiver, it would be metame. It wouldn't need a shear. Akarchi was nischalik, and some of it is not here now. If so, how could it be mitzarif with something else? If the Gemara in Chulin seems to be saying, even with itself it's not mitzarif, once it's split, it loses the shame eiver. On this they say, and this could be found in the Aris, on Meseches Mila from Abba Yashiv Zitzal, in the Shurim from Reb David also, he says this Mahalach, and the truth is already brought earlier, in the Marcheshes, the Simen Chov Gimel, Anav Beis, Ois Beis, they all say that the kasha which Tosfos asked from the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Gimel is really only Tosfos l'shitasam. This is the way that Tosfos learns the Gemara over there. The chilkei mibechutz pater means once you're mechalak the eiver afterwards, even if you eat the whole thing, and Tosfos says even if you put it into your mouth all at the same time, still the moment it was split, it loses the shem eiver menachai. He's not mechuyv for eating it. That's only the way Tosfos learns. Rashi over there has a different pshat. Rashi explains chilkei mibechutz means that b'derech klal macholas asuris. We know the rule is, if he eats a chatzi zayis at one moment, and then a moment later another chatzi zayis, it is as long as it was toich de achilas pras, the two achilas are mitzdarif, any achil which was done within that time period is mitzdarif together for all macholis asuris. The Gemara Shaila is maybe Eiver Menachai is an exception, and Eiver Menachai you have to eat a kazayis all at the same time. If you eat a chatzi zayis and a moment later another chatzi zayis, you would not be chayiv. And that's what the Gemara says, your potter, the only way one would be mechuyiv for eating Eiver Menachai is if he puts a full kazayis into his mouth at the same moment. Here you don't say that two achilis that are toich de achilas pras are mitzdarif. As Rashi explains over there, since Eiver Menachai is a chiddush, like we explained before, the Torah is mechayiv even for gidin vatsamais, therefore in l'chabaya l'chidusha, in estafka for eat a full kazayis at the same time. But Akapama comes out that according to Rashi, if one takes an Eiver Menachai and he splits it in half, he doesn't have to take a bite from the entire Eiver, he can be mechayiv even if he eats from a half an Eiver, as long as he put a full kazayis into his mouth at the same time. If so, the kasha of Tosfos would not be difficult on Rashi. There is no Gemara in Chulin which says that once you split an Eiver, it loses its shame Eiver Menachai. The Gemara there is saying something entirely different, that the rule of Kedei Achilas Pras does not apply to Eiver Menachai. You have to eat an entire Kazayas at the same time. Akapam, according to Rashi over there, you can learn in Er Sugya, the din of the Raisa is talking about Linyan Tumo. When it says, Misa Spar V'chai Gomel Eimet Starfin, it's talking about a Chati Zayas Nevela from the Parah, together with a Chati Zayas which came from a full Eiver that was perished from a Gomel. That Eiver has Tumo, and even after the Eiver is Nischalik, it still has Tumo. The Braisa is saying it's not Nistarif with the Chati Zayis of Nevela, but in that the Gemara's Medai, Ko Chai Shnei Mitzdarfim, a Chati Zayis from Eiver Menachai of a Pura, and a Chati Zayis of Eiver Menachai from a Gomel would be Mitzdarif. Akapan, once the Braisa could be talking about Inyan Tumo, so when the Gemara asked the Kasha, Ha Misa Shnei Mitzdarfim, it's not a Kasha on Rav, and it's not a Kasha on the second Lashon of Ravasi, only in the first Ikadami of Ravasi, that even the Inyan Tumo, Nevela Behemot Tayr and Nevela Behemot Tmei are not mitzdarif. Now continue on to Amud Beis. The Gemara here in Amud Beis discusses what is the shear to be chayiv for achilas shrotzim. The Gemara brings Amr v'Yudah Marav achilas shrotzim loik olav b'kazayis. My time achilu k'siv b'hu. Rashi explains the chiddush is even though we know that l'inyan tumah the shear of shrotzim is a kadosha, still v'Yudah Marav says l'inyan achilu the shear is a kazayis because the pasuk says loshon of achila lo yisoichlam kishaketzim. That Gemara asks what Tani Rabbi Yisrael Berachanina commanded Rabbi Yechanan. There was a member from Rabbi Yisrael Berachanina who learned from the pasuk the Torah was medame the dinim of tuma to the dinim of achila of asheretz. Pasach hakosav b'achila v'siyim b'tuma matam b'kadosha af achila b'kadosha. Gemara brings that Rabbi Yechanan praised this drasha. If so, the Gemara says, how does that fit with the member of Yehuda Merav? Taisus explains, it's not that we're asking a steer between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, they could argue. The Gemara's kash is the mashmais is that the drasha is something which is clear and not arguable. So how does that fit with Rabbi Yehuda Merav? And this Gemara says, Kang mi'misosan kam mechayehen. The din of Rabbi Yehuda Merav, that the shir is a kezayis, that's mechayim, where there is no tumah. The din that it's be a kadosha, that's la'achar misa, that's when there's tumah, and that's when we're makish, the dinim of achil to the dinim of tumah. Achil is also b'kadosha. The figure continues on, as we'll see soon, but Agaparim, this teretz of the Gemara remains the maskana. This is how the Rambam paskins la halacha. In Perek Beis Hilchos Macholos Asuris, halacha zayin and halacha ches, the Rambam over there says, Shmein yashrotzim ha'amurim b'tayra, shehin acholid v'achbar v'atzav v'anoka, ha'koyach v'alato, ha'chemi v'atinshomis. All of them, the Rambam says, ha'oichol mi'bisarim b'kadosha loike, the shir achilos b'kadosha, shir achilosan k'shir tumosan. Just like Lina Tumah, the Shir is a Kadosha, the Shir Lina Chila also is Kadosha. In the following Halacha, Halacha Ches, he says, "Bemet v'rum murim k'shachem mehem achar misosan." Avla choytech eiver menachai min echer mehen va'ochla yein aloika olav atchi yebay kezayis. Ram Paskins like this teretz of the Gemara. When do we say the Shir Lina Chila is Kadosha? That's only lachar misa when there's Tumah, but mechaim when there's no Tumah. If he cuts off a piece and he eats it, then the Shir is a kezayis. Now the Gemara then continues, and the Gemara asks a steer in Rabbi Yechanan. One hand, Rabbi Yechanan praised the Joshua of Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Since in Yitumah the Shir is a Kadosha, in Yerachil, also we learn from a pasuk that's Kadosha, which as the Gemara explained, that's talking about Lachar Misa. That's when the Shir of Achil is Kadosha. We're asked the steer from that which Rabbi Yechanan said, this was in reference to a Mishnah in Eholis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah over there says, Ha'ivarim ein lehem Shir, afilu pochus mikazayis nevelu pochus mikadosha min asheretz mitamin. The Mishnah over there says that when it comes to Tumah, even though every Tumah has a Shir, Nevela has a shir of a kezayis, Sheretz has a shir of a kadosha. However, if it's an entire eiver that has a specific chashivus, then the din is that even if it's pachas mishir, it has tumah. Therefore, if you have a whole eiver in Nevela, it's matam even less than a kezayis, a whole eiver of a sheretz is matam even less than a hadosha. The Mishnah of there also brings that a whole eiver min ames also is matam even if it's less than a kezayis. In the Melech HaShleim over there, he says that included in the Mishnah is also a din that a whole eiver of eiver menachai is matamah if it's less than a kezayis. This is as we quoted from Taisus before, Taisus Amrav says this din b'shem the teres kayanim, that the tumah of Eivir Menachai, if it's an entire Eivir, it's even less than a kezayis. Melech HaShlema says this is also included in the intention of that Mishnah. But Akapan Rabbi Yechanan over here brings, the Gemara says, Ein leikan aleim el b'kezayis. Kepiter Rabbi Yechanan was referring to that Mishnah, and he said, even though, as far as tumah is concerned, an entire Eivir has a chashivas, you don't need a shir, however, when it comes to achilo, Lashon of Leikin means Leikin on Achilo, then already you have to eat Dafka Kezayis. The Gemara's kash is, here you see Rabbi Yechanan says that the shir, how much of the sheretz they have to eat to be Mechayiv Mishum Achilas sheretz is a Kezayis, and as Taisus explains over here, in the Maskal Vakal Sir Rabbi Yechanan, here you can answer that it's talking about Mechayim, like the Gemara said earlier, because here Rabbi Yechanan was referring to this Mishnah Neholos, which is talking about Lachar Misa, the Mishnah is talking about the Tumah of the sheretz, and then Rabbi Yechanan said, even all the Indian Tumah, an entire river has a chashivas, you don't need a shir. When it comes to an achila, you do need a shir. But the shir that Rabbi Yechanan gave is not the shir of a kadosha, rather the shir of a kezayis. That's the Gemara's kasha, it's a steer in Rabbi Yechanan. Now, I should just point out over here, there seems to be a chilik in Rishonim, how exactly to learn the Gemara's kasha at this point. The way Rashi and Tosfos both explain the kasha, the Gemara's asking, how could Rabbi Yechanan over here say the shir is a kezayis, if before Rabbi Yechanan agreed that the shir is a kadosha? In other words, what Rabbi Yechanan should have said over here is, didn't know the Mishnah says, L'inyan Tumah, that an Aver of a Sheretz doesn't have a Shear, whatever size the Aver is, it has Tumah, but L'inyan Achila, Rabbi Yechanan should have said, L'inyan Achila, the Shear is a Hadasha. However, L'chor, you could have explained the Gemara's Kasha even stronger, this is the Mashmais of Rabbeinu Gershom over here, as well as in the Pirush Kadmon, which is printed in the back of the Gemara, B'Shem the Rosh. The way they seem to understand the Gemara's Kasha is, that since Rabbi Yechanan was Mekalis, he praised the Drasha of Rabbi Yisrael Chanino, and that Drasha said that whatever the Shir L'inyan Tumah is also the Shir L'inyan Achila. So if so, over here, when you have an Aver of a Sheretz, since L'inyan Tumah, a whole Aver of the Sheretz has Tumah no matter what size it is, L'inyan Achila also, we should have been Mechayev him for eating an entire Aver of a Sheretz. According to this, Gemara is not asking, and that which Rabbi Yechanan said, the Shir is a Kezayis, he should have said that it's a Hadasha. Rather, the Kasha is, he should have said that L'inyan Achila is the same as Tumah, the same way as far as Tumah, a whole aver has tuma, even if it's less than the shear, in an achil also, we should have been mechayiv him for eating a whole aver regardless of the shear. L'chayr would seem to be more mistabel, this is the Gemara's kasha. One would have to know why is it that the Mefarsh and Tosis did not learn the Gemara's kasha this way. But as we said, Rabbeinu Gershom and the Pirush Kadmon are mashma that they learned like this. In truth, we'll see, even according to Tosis, the hemshach of the Gemara's mevur, that if by behema also we be makish achila to tuma, since a whole aver of a behema has tuma, leinin achila also we should be mechayiv him for eating a whole aver, even if it's less than the kazayis. So we see a similar svara. Again, one would have to know why is it that Rashi and Tosis is not explained already at this point of the Gemara, that this was the Gemara's kasha, according to Rebichin, and it should come out, if one eats a whole aver of a sheretz, he should be mechuyiv for the achilas sheretz, since we're makish achila to tuma. We'll see more about this nekuda later on. Keep true that this nekuda, how to understand the kasha of the Gemara, is negeir lemaisa, negeir lehalacha. If one eats a whole aver from an avela, which is even less than kadosha, is he mechuyiv for it? Now I'll continue on. What's the teretz of the Gemara? Amarava b'mavdolon dibra kosev. And here we'll see there's a few mahalchim in the Rishonim. What exactly is the teretz of the Gemara? The Mefarish says, b'mavdolon dibra kosev, that means the drasha of Rabbeis Berchanina, which Rabbi Yechanan was kalsa, he praised that drasha. That pasuk was talking about the Shemayna Shratzim, which have Tuma. That's what this pasuk compared the Dini Achila to the Dini of Tuma. That's Rabbi Yechanan agreed that the Dini is that Legabi Achila also is Kayadasha. That was Rabbi Yechanan said over here, Ain Lekin Aleim El Bekezayis, he was talking about other Shratzim, Shratzim which don't have Tuma, so there the Shir Achila is a Kezayis. So the Mefarish himself says, according to this, you have to say that Rabbi Yechanan really wasn't going back on that Mishnah Neholis. The Rech Agav, the Mefarish calls this a Braisa, the Achronim ask that it's not a Braisa, it's a Mishnah. Pakapom, the Mefarish says, Akarech Rabbi Yechanan was not going back on that Mishnah, because that Mishnah is talking about the Shemayna Shratzim, that Mishnah is talking about the Tumas Sheretz. Rabbi Yechanan Akarech was not going back on that, he was stam telling us Adin that the Shir Achila for Shratzim is a Kezayis, as Gemara's answering now, the way the Mefarish learns, Rabbi Yechanan was talking about other Shratzim which do not have Tumah. Tosis does not like this pshat. Firstly, he asks, if Rabbi Yechanan is not talking about the Shemayna Shratzim, he's talking about other Shratzim, so what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan that the Shir Achila is a Kezayis? Tosis says, just like the Gemara earlier, when the Gemara asked on the member of Yehuda Merav, who said the Shir Achila of Shratzim was a Kezayis, the Gemara asked that from Rabbi Yisrael Rechanina's drasha, the Gemara did not answer that Yehuda Merav is talking about Shar Shratzim, Tosis points out, that would have been a simpler answer. The teretz is, if you would be talking about Shar Shratzim, it wouldn't be a chiddush at all that the Shir Achila is a Kezayis. It's only a chiddush if we're talking about the Shemayna Shratzim, where the Indian Tumma of the Shir is a Kadosha, then Yehuda Merav would be telling us a chiddush that the Indian Achila is a Kezayis. That's the Gemara before did not answer, he's talking about Shar Shratzim. The Gemara had to answer, he was talking about the Shemayna Shratzim, just he was talking about when it's still Mechaim, as long as the Shratzim are still alive, then the Shir is still a Kezayis. So over here, Tosis says, we can't possibly explain Rabbi Yechanan to mean by Shar Shratzim, then it wouldn't be a chiddush at all that the Shir is a Kezayis. Akarach, he was talking about the Shemayna Shratzim. And furthermore, another kasha Tosis asked is, if Rabbi Yechanan was talking about Shar Shratzim, Akarach is not going back on the Mishnah, which really the Mefarsh himself pointed this out. Tosis did not want to learn this way, that Rabbi Yechanan is not going back on the Mishnah. And furthermore, as Tosis mentioned before already, if he wouldn't be going back on the Mishnah, you could have answered simply that Rabbi Yechanan was talking about Shratzim that are still Mechaim. You didn't have to say that he's talking about Shar Shratzim. We could have said simpler that he's talking about Mechaim, just like the one answered before, for Yehuda Merav. The reason why the Gemara did not say this is because Rabbi Yechanan is going back on the Mishnah. If so, you also cannot say that Rabbi Yechanan was talking about Shar Shratzim. Because these kashas, Tosis learns a different pshat. At first he suggests one mahalach, then Tosis comes with a different mahalach. We'll say the pshat that Tosis learns the maskana, and that is, when Rabbi Yechanan said, "In loikin aleim elu b'kezayis," he's only talking about Nevela, he was not talking about Shratzim. He was saying that as far as Nevela is concerned, even though Lenin Tumah and Aver is Matama even less than a Kezayis, but as far as Achilas Nevela, it's Dafka Kezayis. And why is it Legabi Nevela, we don't say the same thing, that the Torah was Makish Achila to Tumah, and since Lenin Tumah is Nevela, it's Matama even less than a Kezayis, if it's a full Aver, Legabi Achila also, if he eats a full Aver, he should be Aver even less than a Kezayis. That answer is B'mavdon Dibra Kosov. The whole Hekesh, which is learned from the Lashon of the Pasuk, Asher Hivdalti Lechem L'Tamei, that's how we learn the Pasuk, HaKosav, Ba'achil V'Sim, B'Tumah, those last words, Asher Hivdalti Lechem L'Tamei, is only Shaykh by Shratzim, which there is a Havdalah between Shratzim, the Shemayna Shratzim have Tumah, other Shratzim do not. As far as Behemoths are concerned, all Behemoths have Tumah Snevela. So the words in the Pasuk, Asher Hivdalti Lechem L'Tamei, cannot be referring to Behemoths, therefore Behemoths do not have this Hekesh from Achila to Tumah. The Ma'aseh, the Iker Tzeretz of the Gemara really is, the Rebbe Yechanan is only referring to Nevela, he's not referring to Sheretz. As far as Shratzim are concerned, that's like we said before, according to Rebbe Yechanan, we're Makash Achila to Tumah. Tosis before did not want to learn a Derech LeMefarish that Rebbe Yechanan is not referring back to the Mishnah, But the Gemara does answer that he's not referring to the entire Mishnah, he's only referring to the case of Nevela in the Mishnah, not the case of Sheretz. Now the Gemara then continues, Amli Rav Ada Bar Hava L'Rovo, El Me'ata Behema Nami Lifta Gibei Mavdeles L'Sha'ina Mavdeles. The way Taisa explains this line of the Gemara L'Maisa is, Enechnami, those words in the Pasuk, Asher Hevdalti L'Chem L'Tamei, cannot be referring to Behema, only to Shratim. However, still the Gemara is asking, since as far as Shratim are concerned, there's Hekesh in the Pasuk between Achila and Tumma, and the Torah equated Shratim to Behema in this Pasuk, the Hukash to each other, so Behema also should get this din, that Achila is Hukash L'Tumma. And if Behema does have this din, that Achila Gotumma, then the nafkum would be that an entire Iver, which does have Tumas Nevela, even if it's less than a Kezayis, Lehinin Achila also he would be chayv for eating the entire Iver, even if it's less than a Kezayis. Taisus himself points out that according to this Pshat, the Lashon of the Gemara Liflagi being Mavdelis, L'Sha'inu Mavdelis, is Lavd Afka. The point of the Gemara is, there should be a chilik between behemoths which are Mavdelis, meaning behemoths which have Tumas Nevela, L'Sha'inu Mavdelis, behemoths that do not have Tumas Nevela, and all behemoths that have Tumas Nevela, we should be makish L'Achila to the Tumma. And therefore, like Taisus said, the nafkah meaning will be that if you eat an entire Iver, even if it's less than a Kezayis, you'll be Mechuyiv. The Lamaisa Taisus says that there are no behemoths which don't have Tumma, so there are no cases of Einim Mavdelis. He says, the Lashon of the Gemara is Lav Dafka. The point of the Gemara just is that there should be a din that any behemoth which is Mavdelis, any behemoth which has Tumma, the Shir L'Inyan Achila should be the same Shir as L'Inyan Tumma. What's the Gemara starts? I'm like, Kikom Makash Achwan Elibal Teshaksu Av L'Shirim Loi. The Gemara starts is the Hekesh of this Pasuk to be Makash Shrasim to behemoth is only L'Gabi L'Lav Av L'Teshaksu. They're both included in this Lav, but we're not Makash them L'Gabi L'Shirim. So those Shrasim do have a din Achila Kitumma, but that din we're not makish to behema to say that behema also was achila ketumah. Now here again, l'maskanas ha-sugya, we have to clarify l'maisa, what is the din if one eats a whole aver from a sheretz which is not the size of a adasha. So as we mentioned before already, Rashi and Tosis, when they explained the kasha of the Gemara and Rabbi Yochanan, the steer between that which Rabbi Yochanan agreed to Rabbi Yochanan's drasha, yet at the same time Rabbi Yochanan said that although an aver of a sheretz has no shir l'inyan tumah, but l'inyan achila does have a shir of a kezayis, Rashi and Taisus were mashma, the Gemara's kasha just is, why does he say Kezayis? He should have said Kadosha. We pointed out before, the Gemara's kasha is even stronger than that. If we're makash achila to tumma, you shouldn't even need the size of Hadosha, since l'inyan tumma, a neighbor of the sheretz is metama, l'inyan achila also, you should even be chay for less than a Kadosha. Al kapam l'maisa, one has to know, what is the din l'halacha? Since as far as shrotzim, we do make this drasha to be makash achila to tumma, even though the Gemara says l'maisa, as far as nevela, we don't make the drasha. But since in Sheretz we do, the Cheret should come out. And since as far as Tumma, a whole Aver is Matam even less than Kadosha, Lein Achila as well, he should be Mechuy for eating an Aver even if it's less than Kadosha. So Noma V'chaim say this B'das Toisvis, the Keren Eira, the Minchas Chinuch, and Mitzvah Kuf Samach Beis Eis Aleph, and the Shir Reb David from Reb David Salvatric, they all say that since according to Toisvis, in the Kasha of the Gemara to be Makish Behemoth to Sheretz, you would have said that by Nevela also, Achila is Kitumma. Therefore, since l'inyan tumas nevela, a whole aver is metama even if it's less than a kezayis, so too as far as achilas nevela also, you'd be chayv if you eat the whole aver even if it's less than a kezayis. In other words, you see that the hekesh would include learning this din that when it comes to a whole aver, it has the chashivas and you don't need the shear. That also you'll learn from tumat achila. So when it comes to shratzim, and by shratzim in the maisa we do say that achilas ketumah, so it would include this din that if you eat a whole aver of a sheretz, even if it's less than a kadosha, you would be chayv mishum achila. This is what the Keren Eira, as well as the Minchas Chinuch, say as a Dover Poshut, B'das Tosis in the Sugya. In Sfasemis, however, he makes a dig that we made earlier, both from Rashi and from Tosis, the Mashmois of the Gemara's Kasha, when the Gemara asks the steer under Beichanan, is that the Gemara is asking from the Elish Beichanan says that the Shir is a Kezayis, he should have said that as far as Shrotim, the Shir is Kadosha. They do not explain that the Gemara's Kasha is, that since the whole Eira is Metama even less than Adosha, if Achila is Hugash to Tumma, so Achila also you should be Chai for a whole Eira even less than Adosha. That's not the way they learn the Gemara's Kasha. If so, the Sasemis says that even the Maskana, the din would be true, that although we're makish, achila to tumma, but it's not as far as this din is concerned, we're not going to be chayv for eating a whole aver, so you have to eat at least a kadosha, even though as far as tumma, a whole aver is metama. This is how the Sasemis says b'das Tosfos, but again, the problem would be, Tosfos himself explains in the Hemshech of the Gemara, that if you learn behema from Sheretz, that behema also has a din, that achila ketumma, then the din will be that if he eats a whole aver, even if it's less than a kezayis, he be chayv mishum nevela, since a whole aver has tumas nevela. If so, we should say the same thing by sheretz, which lemaisa the din as we do learn achila from tumma. You should be chayv mishum achila of a whole aver, even if it's less than kadosha. Now the achrayim all bring the Keren Eira, the Sfasemis, Minchas Chinuch, and others. And the Ram is mevor clearly as far as this shaila is concerned that when it comes to being mechuyv for eating a whole aver of a sheretz, even though the Inyan Tuma, a whole Eiver is Mitama, despite it being less than the Shir, when it comes to Achila, you have to bedafka eat a Hashir of Kadosha. Ram is in Perek Beis, Ochos Macholis, Asuris, Halacha Ches. In the previous Halacha, Halacha Zain, he brought the din of Achila Ketoma. For that reason, the Rambam says that if he eats from the Basra of the Sheris after Miso, since Linin Tuma the Shir is Kadosha, Linin Achila also the Shir is Kadosha. However, in Halacha Ches, he says, Ochal Eiver Sholim Minasheritz, Acha Shemais, Ene Leika Olov Achiyah by Kadosha. The Rambam says clearly that if you eat a whole Eiver from a Sheritz which died, you're not Chayiv Malkus unless you eat a Kadosha. So even though the Rambam paskins the din of the Mishnah Neholus, that an Eiver of a Sheritz is Metama even less than Kadosha, when it comes to Achila of an Eiver of a Sheritz, on that apparently the Rambam holds you don't say that we're Makish Achila to Tumah, you have to Bedafka eat a whole Adosha, even if it's an Eiver, but if it's less than Kadosha, you're not Chayiv. The Magen Mishnah on that Rambam over there in Halacha Ches explains exactly how the Rambam learned the Gemara over here by us. We can take a look over there in the Magen Mishnah as well as in Lecha Mishnah. Because the way they learn is, the Rambam understands that which we're makash achila ketuma is only about a din which is unique for a sheretz. The shir of kadosha for tumas sheretz is not a shir we find by other types of tumais. Therefore, now we say achila ketuma, the shir achila of a sheretz also is kadosha. However, when it comes to the din that a whole aver is metamin by a sheretz, even less than kadosha, that's not a din which is unique to a sheretz. Other tumais also have that din that an aver is more chashuv. Therefore, it's metamin even bekolshu, it doesn't need a shir. Therefore, now we don't say achila ketuma. That's why the Rambam paskins that if one ate a whole aver of a sheretz, he's not chayiv unless it's kadosha. Hakavam, this is the machlokes that many achrayim understand between Tosfos and the Rambam. The Keren Ora, as we said, the Minchas Chinuch, they understand the Bedas Tosfos. One who ate a whole aver from a sheretz is chayiv even if it's less than kadosha. According to the Rambam, it's dafka kadosha. There's an important kash which the Keren Ora asks over here on the Shita of Tosfos. He says, according to Tosfos, that we learn achila ketuma not only on the Shir Kadosha, but even on the din that a whole Eiver Yechayiv Bekol Shehu, he asks, is the Gemara Mufreshes in Chulun Daf Kuf Chav Chesom and Beis, which says that Shrosim also have the din of Eiver Minachai. If a whole Eiver was perished from a Sheretz, it also has Tumah. This is not something we saw anywhere in the Sugya, that there's a concept of Eiver Minachai to be Metamah for an Eiver that was perished from a Sheretz. And more than that, Tosfos and Dibur Maschel V'Kal Sir Yerbechinon says pretty clear, not like this. Tosfos over there asked the Kasha, now, which the Gemara asks the theory in Rabbi Yechanan, on one hand he was kalsay to Rabbi Yisrael Baruch Hanina, that's makash achila to tuma. On the other hand, Rabbi Yechanan said, the shir to be chayiv for achila sheretz is a kezayis. And Taisa asks, why does the Gemara not say that when Rabbi Yechanan said the shir of a kezayis, that's talking about mechayim, just like the Gemara said previously, to explain the member of Yehuda Marav. When he said the shir for achila shrotzim is a kezayis, the Gemara explained, because he was talking about shrotzim mechayim, that you don't have hukash achila to tuma. Tosfos says, why don't we say the same thing to answer the kasha of the Stira Rabbi Yechanan? And that Tosfos answered, since this member of Rabbi Yechanan, Ein Lekin Aleim Ela B'Kezayis, is going back on the Mishnah of Hayivarim Ein Lehem Shir, there it says, Pachos Mikadosha Min Asheretz Metamin, and Tosfos says, Mechaim, there is no Tumas Sheretz, it's only Lachar Misa. If it's Lachar Misa, then the one has a good kasha, the Stira Rabbi Yechanan, here Rabbi Yechanan says the Shir is a Kezayis. Akapam Tosfos over there says, Beferish, that an Aver from Asheretz Chai has no Tumah. This is connected to the Gemara over there in Chulin. A number of Chayim asked this Kasha. Rakapam, the Kasha the Keren Oir is asking, wants to know that Gemara in Chulin, which says that there is a Tumas Sheretz on Eiver Menachai. Now, already it's a Kasha. What's the Pshat on the member of Rav? Rav says, Mechaim the Shir is a Kezayis. And the Gemara explained, because Mechaim is no Hukash Achila to Tumah. Why are we not Makash Achila to Tumah and say that if he ate a whole Eiver from a Sheretz Chai, then already he should be Chai even if it's less than a Kezayis, since the whole Eiver from a Sheretz Chai does have Tumah? So the Minchas Chinuch, which he mentioned before, he says as a Dover Pasha that this is true, that although Rav says if one eats from a Sheretz Mechaim, the Shir is a Kezayis, that's talking about if he ate the Basar of a Sheretz, but he didn't eat a whole Aver. If he ate a whole Aver from the Sheretz, then he'll be Mechuyev, even if it's not the Shir of a Kezayis, even if it's not the Shir of Kadosha either, since according to Tosfos, the Hekesh Achil to Tomo is not only to learn that if you eat Basar the Shir Kadosha Yerchayiv, it's also to learn this din, that since an Aver has a Chashivus L'Inyan Tomo, as far as Achila also, if you eat a whole Aver, you're Chayiv even Bekol Shehu. The same way if you eat from a Sheretz Mace, a whole Aver, since a whole Aver from a Sheretz Mace is Metameh, you're Chayiv for Achila also on a whole Aver, even if it's less than the Shir. So too, if you eat a whole Aver from a Sheretz Chai, since a whole Aver of a Sheretz Chai also has Tumah, Tumas Aver Menachai, so Achila of the Aver also will be Mechuyiv, even if it's less than the Shir. This is what the Minchas Chinuch says, B'das Tosfos. The Keren Oir apparently did not like this. He understood that since Rav said as a Dover Poshet, that when you eat a Sheretz Chai, the Shir is a Kezayis, he didn't differentiate whether you eat a whole Aver. Kepshuta, he means even if you do eat a whole Aver, the Shir is a Kezayis. If so, the Keren Oir asks Akasha on Tosfos, based on that Gemara in Chulin, which says that there is a din Eiver Menachai from Masheretz. If so, you should be Makar Shachila Tatuma on that as well, and if you eat a whole Eiver from Masheretz Chai, you should be Chayiv. Ragapam, the Kerner says, this is all Badas Toisvis. This is the Kasha which he says is Torachin on Toisvis. But according to the Ram, he says the Kasha doesn't start, since the Ram holds that the Hekka Shachila Tatuma is only as far as the Shir Kadosha, we're not Makar Shagabi this din that an Eiver is Choshev, and an Eiver has Tuma even Bekol Shuhu. Therefore, for Achila, also you should be chayiv for eating a whole Eiver Bekol Shuhu. The Ram doesn't hold of that. Therefore, according to the Ram, you don't have this Kasha, even though there is a din Eiver Menachai in the Sheretz, a whole Eiver is Matama, even if it's Bekol Shuhu. And still, Rav said, if one eats from a Sheretz Chai, the Shir is a Kezayis, the Mashmoy says, even if you eat an Eiver, the Pshas, because as far as this din, the Chashiv is of an Eiver, and that we don't say Achila Ketumba. And the Ram actually says this halacha beferish, over there in Perak Beis, Hochas Macholi, Sosuis, halacha Ches, after saying in Halacha Zayin the klal of Achila Ketumo, and Halacha Ches he continues and he says, "Bemed v'rim amurim, b'sha'ocha mehem achar misosan." When do we say Achila Ketumo? That's if he eats the basar, the size of kadosha l'achar miso. So since linen tumah is kadosha, linen achila also is kadosha. Avel achoitech eiver min achay min echer mehen v'ochloy. If one is choitech an eiver min achay from a sheretz and he eats it, eini loika olav at shiyah by kezayis. The Ram says clearly here also the shiyah is a kezayis. What the Ram means to say is that even though there is a din tumo on Eiver Menachai Min Asheretz, even Bekol Shuhu, the Ram passings like that Gemara in Chulin, which the Achrayim quoted, in Perek Daud Hilchos Shar Oves HaTumah Halacha Daled, the Ram passings that there is a tumo of Eiver Menachai when an Eiver is parish from Asheretz, and that din the Ram says is even if it's a Kol Shuhu, a car received from the Ram over here in Hilchos Macholis HaSurais, that you don't say Achili Ketumo, that here to be Chai for Achid, would have to be Davka Kezayis. So these are the two Mahalchim in the Sugar, the Mahalch of Tosis and the Mahalch of the Rambam. According to Tosis, the Achrayim understand we do say Achila Ketumah Lagabi this din that an Eiver has a Chashivus and it doesn't need a Shear. Mashenken, according to the Rambam, the din of Achila Ketumah is only as far as the Shear of Kadosha, not as far as this din that an Eiver has Chashivus and is Matama Bekol Shuhu, and that you don't say Achila Ketumah.
You have been listening to a Shear from ShasIlluminated.org. For other Shearim on any Daf and Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each Shear, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.